Hi, this is Leslie Zann. Success occurs when opportunity meets preparation. I love that quote from legendary thought leader Zig Ziglar. Such a simple formula, but it's been proven true time and again. So as you enter October, how do you prepare? How do you find opportunity? How do you make it work for you this month and every month? Here's the secret that may surprise you. You focus on the fundamentals. The foundation for unlimited possibilities and achievement will always be the fundamentals. And as you continue to build your business and develop a team, you will rely more and more on the fundamentals that are the foundation of your business system. Lasting achievement, retention, sustainability, duplication of system all come from the repetition of proven aspects of your company's business system. Be sure to avoid the pitfall of believing that you need to continually look for new and improved systems. Lasting achievement comes from the repetition of proven fundamentals. Let's look to sports as an example, basketball in particular. Now, whether you played basketball or not, most everyone can articulate the fundamentals of the game as dribbling, passing, and shooting. Watching a playoff game one evening, my friends and I noticed how the coaches responded to the game's shift in momentum. With the game on the line, the coaches kept their veteran players on the court, the ones whose fundamentals they knew they could trust. In order to win the game, the team had to stay true to the fundamentals. There's no magic to being a winner. These athletes were dedicated to practice. Their ability to win came from their willingness to drill and practice until they mastered the fundamentals, and even more so, mastering them to a greater degree than the competition. And there are three fundamental skills that drive your business. They are sales, sponsoring, and leadership development. As you begin to sell your products, sponsor new business partners, and develop a team, you'll realize how relying on the fundamentals helps you develop and master your skills so you can go the distance and stay in the game. In sports, they call it muscle memory. In business, it's developing the ability to access your skills with minimal thought or effort. And because it's so effortless, you're able to maintain your authenticity. Mastering the fundamentals can certainly be a journey. It's so easy to fight the fundamentals. It's so easy to dance around those activities that challenge us, that move us out of our comfort zone, that painfully stretch us. As you move into fourth quarter and through the holiday season, I challenge you to focus on the simple strategies, goals, and action steps laid out in your company's business system. This will help ensure the highest productivity during the hours you commit to your business. Once you understand the importance of the fundamentals, you can then create an awareness and willingness to embrace them. Then, rather than fight them, rather than resist them, you will master them and enthusiastically duplicate them to your team. And with a clear focus on the fundamentals during the months of October, November, and December, you can set yourself up for a record new year. And how you enter the new year, my friend, becomes the foundation for the whole year. This exciting cycle of the seasons begins right now. So it just makes sense to focus on the key fundamental skill, and that's your ability to consistently talk to new people. Think about it. There will be numerous opportunities to talk to new people as the holiday season revs up over the next few months. In anticipation, October is your opportunity to put the summer season behind you, pick up your prospecting pace, and jumpstart this new cycle. For too many consultants, their prospecting pace is simply not at the level necessary to meet their goals. They just aren't talking to enough people. They think they are, but their results prove otherwise. Do you ever wonder why, with the same part-time hours, the same demands on their time, with work, family, and social obligations, some people consistently succeed while others do not? That proves it's not just about making the time. It's about what you do in those precious part-time hours. Are you attacking the fundamental income-producing activities like prospecting and talking to new people? Or do you avoid them out of fear or discomfort? Your avoidance reveals your resistance to doing those activities that move you out of your comfort zone. And you'll keep on avoiding them because you're not aware of what's happening to you. In his book, The War of Art, Stephen Pressfield defines resistance in this way. Most of us have two lives, the life we live and the unlived life within us. Between the two stands resistance. Have you ever brought home a treadmill and let it gather dust in the attic? Ever quit a diet, a course in yoga, a meditation practice? Late at night, have you experienced a vision of the person you might become, the work you could accomplish, the realized being you were meant to be? Are you a writer who doesn't write, a painter who doesn't paint, an entrepreneur who never starts a venture? Then you know what resistance is. And I would have to add, are you a direct seller who never talks to people? Then you know what resistance is. How can you tell that resistance is stopping you? Let's take your follow-up calls as an example. It's late morning, the time you scheduled for your calls. Maybe you rationalize to yourself, I can't make these calls now. I mean, nobody has time in the morning. They're busy getting the kids off to school or getting ready for work. I'll call them later in the day. Are you aware that it's your resistance that's making you think that way? At midday, you think about the calls again and rationalize your resistance. Well, I couldn't possibly reach anyone now. I wouldn't want to interrupt their lunch. I'll call them later. In the evening, you feel the pressure and guilt that comes from avoidance and inaction. You go into your office with plans to make your calls, and the resistance strikes again. You find yourself thinking, this isn't a really good time to call. I mean, people want to relax after dinner. They don't want to be bothered with phone calls. I'll call them tomorrow. That's how the cycle of resistance continues and becomes the norm rather than the exception. When you hear yourself rationalizing your resistance, stop and apply the following process. Ask yourself, what am I afraid of? Decide if you're willing to settle for things as they are. Reconnect to your reason why to supply you with a jolt of courage. Take action. You know what to do. You are simply choosing not to do it. Are you convinced you are with the right company? Are you convinced that your product or service is outstanding? Are you convinced that now is your time to be a champion? Then make the decision to take action in spite of your fears, doubts, history, or discomfort. You can fall forward this season with a fresh commitment to overcome your resistance and focus on the fundamentals. This commitment can result in more fun, more activity, and more results. Why dabble or take a casual stance with your business? Purposefully move into the fall season. Work with your sponsor or upline leader and set some goals for this exciting 90-day period. By December 31st or sooner, what title or rank would you like to achieve? What size organization do you want to have? What do you want your monthly income to be? The actions you take now can dramatically influence these goals and help turn them into reality. You have unlimited possibilities available with your direct selling company. When you choose to break through your resistance, you are free to master the fundamentals and jumpstart this exciting new season on your terms. I know you can do it. Enjoy.